We're here with our post-game interview with Coach Tom Curley. Coach, defense played very well again, and you talked about maybe Tiffin wasn't as strong of a team against the run that you thought it might have been coming into last week. This week you thought it was going to be a little different. How did you think your team fared?
Well, I thought we played very well, Josh, defensively the whole game. I think they had 56 yards rushing. I don't know what their yard per carry was, but it wasn't very good. I thought they did a really great job with the front part of our defense. I thought our secondary played well. I mean, Sean Nelson, had a great pass breakup, had a great interception. And then Emmett Bajorn probably had what I would say was play of the game. I mean, that was the one where, we're in a one-score ball game, and we get the ball and go for it on fourth down right at the 50 and don't get it. And that's the one. They punch it in, we're in trouble. But he picks it off, ends up, taking down inside their 25, and we score three plays later or whatever it was, and then I think we rolled after that.
You talked in the pregame that the difference between game one and game two sometimes the biggest step forward. Did you see that with some of the defensive players there, like Bajorn and Nelson?
I thought we played well defensively both games. We're going to get tested. I don't think those are the best two offenses that we'll play. I think they were both solid. And, one threw the ball around, and I think we stopped it. This one, ran the ball and, tried to knock us back. And we, we withstood that and played well. So, I felt that we played well. I still don't think, especially first half, I don't think we're really a sharp team yet. I think we our execution is there. We just make some bad mistakes. Both first halves that have hurt us.
Again, you ran three running backs quite heavily here in terms of rushes. Really took the pressure off of Tyler Scarlett today.
Well, we had three backs, I think, all had 50 yards or more, I think. It wasn't like 50, 57, 60-something. So, there's 170 yards with your tailbacks. And if we can do that every week, as well as he throws it, we should have a pretty good chance.
Brian LaChapelle, six catches, got a touchdown pass, was targeted a couple other times. He looked a lot better out there today than I thought he did in the first week even.
Well, I don't know that. I could probably make a better opinion after watching film. He is a go-to guy. We scheme things for him. And twice we took shots into the end zone where we tried to get him matched up in a corner. And, one kid made a great play. The other one, I thought Brian should have had the catch. But, he did he did play well. Six catches for tight ends is a good number.
Akeem had a big return on the only kickoff opportunity he really had to. But on the other side, it didn't look like the kicking game was working quite so well in terms of kickoffs for you this time around.
Well, we struggled. We put a couple out of bounds, and that's why I have gray hair. But those are things that we can fix, and we'll get them rectified, and go get ready to play next week.
So in a short summary, what do you take out of this game here today?
Well, it's a good road win. I mean, this league you got to play every week, and anytime you get a win on the road in this league, you better. I don't know if they count two, but they count one and a half. So, if we can win at home and do well on the road, we got a chance.
All right, congratulations.
Thanks, Josh.